Hello, Awe Islanders. Ready to be calm on Awe Island? Let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again. Deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, picture a baby elephant hugged tight by its mother's trunk. You feel connected and loved. Just like the baby elephant. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Close your eyes as your head, face, and neck soften. Completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Enjoy the feeling of relaxation and hold your hands out as if you are holding a beach ball. You are holding a ball of loving energy. Feel the warmth in your hands and slowly move your hands apart. Then towards each other. Now apart again. Then towards each other. Now bring the ball of energy up to your heart and allow the energy to melt into your body. Your heart is happy and warm as you rest your hands on your chest. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Enjoying the feeling of energy as it warms your body. The energy flows up to your forehead and divides to rest on both sides of your head. Feel it flow behind your ears, then down the sides of your neck, softening your shoulders with warmth. Now the energy streams meet in your chest. Warming your heart. Feel the warmth and take another deep dragon breath. In and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy in your heart. Once more. Loving energy flows up to your forehead and divides, rolling to either side of your head. It flows behind your ears, then down the sides of your neck, softening your shoulders. The energy streams join together in your chest, warming your heart. Enjoy the gently flowing energy And let's take another deep dragon breath. In and out. Imagine the energy stream dividing again, this time flowing up and out to your shoulders. Feel its warmth and take a deep dragon breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy flowing across your shoulders, relaxing them, give yourself a big, tight hug. Relax and let your hands slide lightly down your arms, bringing energy through your arms and out your fingertips. Enjoy the gently flowing stream of energy and take another deep dragon breath. Fill up your chest and belly, in and out. Feel warm, loving energy fill your heart. And then overflow. One more time, imagine the energy stream dividing and then flowing up and out to your shoulders. Feel the warmth and take a deep dragon breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy roll across your shoulders, relaxing them. With your hands holding onto your shoulders, give yourself a big, tight hug. Relax and let your hands lightly slide down your arms, drawing the energy through your arms and out your fingertips. Continue to feel the warmth of the energy stream, and let's take three more deep dragon breaths. Remember to breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, picture a baby elephant hugged tight by its mother's trunk. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby elephant. Last one, fill up your belly, deep breath. In and out. Keep your eyes closed as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Aue Island. Our story today is To the Rescue. Eddie and his little brother Luis were playing outside. It was a lovely autumn afternoon. The cool, crisp breeze swept over the tree branches, slowly but surely pushing any remaining leaves off the branches and onto the ground. But the sun was bright and kept the children from feeling too cold. Eddie and Luis were pretending they were on an old-fashioned sailing ship. Eddie pretended to be the captain, and Luis, one of the sailors. Luis had climbed one of the trees in the yard and was sitting on one of the branches, pretending to adjust the sails.
"Sailor," shouted Eddie, "tie up the mizzenmast. There's a storm approaching."
"Aye, aye, Captain," shouted Luis, trying to make his voice loud and deep, which was a little hard since he was only 6. But then he said in his normal voice, "Eddie, what's a mizzenmast?" "Oh, well, you know. Sailing ships have tall masts with sails. The mizzenmast is the mast at the back of the ship," replied Eddie. "Oh, okay," said Luis. "Aye, aye, Captain," he said, using his sailor voice again.
"Tying up the mizzenmast now, sir." "Thank you, sailor," said Eddie. "Work fast. The waves are getting bigger."
Eddie put his hands together to make a circle in front of his face, pretending he was looking through a spyglass. He turned this way and that, looking up and down the neighborhood. Suddenly, he spotted something. Mrs. Martinez, their elderly neighbor, had opened her garage door and was struggling to put something in the large trash container in her garage. "Hi, Mrs. Martinez," Eddie shouted in his normal voice, waving to her. Eddie and Luis liked Mrs. Martinez. Eddie and Luis's mom said that Mrs. Martinez had a lot of pain in her back and legs. But Mrs. Martinez was always smiling and friendly anyway. Sometimes, when she cooked tamales or other delicious food, she would come over to their house and give some of it to Eddie and Luis's family. "Hi, Mrs. Martinez," Eddie shouted a second time, because Mrs. Martinez had not answered him. She didn't seem to hear him, and she seemed to be really struggling with the trash. So Eddie said in his captain voice to Luis,
"Sailor, ship in distress. Ship in distress off the starboard side. We need to make a rescue mission at the good ship Martinez. S.O.S.
"Huh?" said Luis in his normal voice. "Luis, I think Mrs. Martinez needs some help," said Eddie in his normal voice. "Oh," said Luis. "Okay, well, let's go help her."
"Ship in distress. S.O.S. Luis slid out of the tree, and the two boys walked over toward Mrs. Martinez. Her garage was set at the back of a long driveway, so it took them a minute to get there. When they finally reached her, she was still struggling to lift a big bag of trash into the trash can. "Hi, Mrs. Martinez," the two boys said. Mrs. Martinez turned and said, "Oh, hello, Eddie. Hello, Luis. How are you? What are you doing here?" Eddie replied, "We're fine, but how are you? Are you having trouble with the trash?" "Are you in distress?" asked Luis. "Can we help you?" "Oh, you are such nice boys," Mrs. Martinez said. "I'm really having trouble with my back today, and this bag is heavy. I just can't lift it into the trash can. I don't know if you can help, though." "Yes, we can," said Luis. "I'm not tall, but we can do it together." Mrs. Martinez laughed and said, "Thank you, Luis. It's true. We can always do more together than we can alone. Let's try." So the three of them lifted the heavy bag together and raised it up to the edge of the trash can. Eddie, even though he was only 10 years old, was the tallest. So he made the final push over the edge of the can, and the bag sunk inside the can. "There," said Mrs. Martinez. "Thank you so much. But you boys should go back to playing. I can take this to the street myself." "Oh, no," said Eddie. "Please, let us do that, Mrs. Martinez. Your driveway is really long and your back hurts today. Luis and I will take the trash can to the street." "My goodness," said Mrs. Martinez. "You two really are kind. I would appreciate that very much. I really do have a lot of pain today. Thank you." "Of course, Mrs. Martinez," said the boys together.
"Sailor," shouted Eddie to Luis, "let's take this lifeboat to the island."
"Aye, aye, Captain," shouted Luis. The two boys dragged the trash can down the driveway to the street so that it would be ready for the garbage truck to empty it tomorrow morning. Then they walked back to Mrs. Martinez, who was waiting for them in the garage. She invited them into her house so they could wash their hands after working with the garbage. "Thank you so much, you two," she said after they washed their hands. "You are such kind young men." "Well, you were a ship in distress," said Luis, "so we had to help you. It's the law of the sea." Mrs. Martinez laughed. "Well, in that case, I think you sailors need some rations. Here's a cookie for each of you. Thank you again." "Wow, thank you, Mrs. Martinez," the boys said together, taking the cookies. After that, the boys went back to their yard and continued playing for a while longer, until it started getting dark. That night, Eddie sunk into his cozy bed, pulling the covers up around his ears. He thought about the imaginative fun he had with his brother Luis today. And he thought about how nice Mrs. Martinez was and how delicious her cookie had been. He yawned and sunk even deeper into his bed. He felt thankful that his family had such a nice neighbor
as Mrs. Martinez. He felt thankful that he and his brother had taken the opportunity to help her today. Most of all, he felt thankful to have such a wonderful brother as Luis, who was such a great playmate and who was always ready to help other people. Eddie took a deep dragon breath in and out. He smiled and took another deep dragon breath in and out. Eddie's eyes closed, and he took one more deep dragon breath in and out. And Eddie fell asleep, dreaming of rolling ocean waves and tall sailing masts. And the next adventure for him and Luis. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.